A stranger with a gun came upon two teens taking pictures under a rising full moon. But violence is only the beginning of this story.
Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and I've spent my career talking about how lives are undone by violence. The Letter is a podcast about how lives are remade. Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Utah's best athletes count on flexibility, speed, strength.
And the Jazz pick up their 22nd assist.
So they count on University of Utah Health.
Brialso Lake puts this game away!
And so can you. Leading doctors, a world-class environment, award-winning innovation, care to be great.
14 unanswered by the Utes.
University of Utah Health, caring for Utah's best and yours. Schedule your appointment now at uofuhealth.org/care to be great.
BYU, Washington State.
He will score! Touchdown, Tyler Allgeier!
You're listening to extended pregame coverage
on KSLSports.com and KSL News Radio.
Coming to you live from Pullman, Washington on the Palouse. First time ever, BYU is playing a game in Pullman. Did you know that, Matt? The only team in the Pac-12 conference BYU has not played in their home venue.
I did know that, but it's crazy to think that now they will have played everyone in the Pac-12. So you think that maybe there was another team, but in Independence era, you played at basically everybody. At Cal, at Oregon State, you got Oregon coming up next year, you're going to USC later this year, you've played UCLA, the Arizona team, so it's a lot of fun.
I put up a full list of the stadiums that BYU has never played in. And it's crazy to think of how many they actually have played, because I guarantee you put a lot of teams out there in college football, not many leave their little pocket of the country. BYU, it's coast-to-coast football. That'll change a little bit, obviously, quite a bit, because the Big 12 affiliation coming up in 2023, but still kind of a cool thing to check off another venue that BYU has never played in up until today when they play the Washington State Cougars here at Martin Stadium in Pullman. And as we've been hearing on this first hour of extended pregame coverage, you just heard from BYU linebacker and safety Chaz Ayu.
What is he? Linebacker or safety?
You know, to me, Matt, I think you got to switch him back to safety. I was telling him in that Cougar Tracks podcast, which you can go check out on KSLSports.com every week with Chaz. It's great stuff with
It is good stuff. Chaz has been great.
He's been really good. But I asked him, are you going to switch back to safety? Because I feel like he's at his best at the safety position. And we bring this up because I feel like this week there has to be some adjustments. You can't trot out the same thing that happened last week against Baylor and say, that's going to work. Like, adjustments have to be made. And I would point to playing Chaz at the safety spot, getting him back to that position. There are guys at linebacker. You think about Josh Wilson. Why is he not playing? The younger brother to Zach Wilson. We heard so many good things about him in fall camp. Why isn't he getting some run? I would get Chaz back at safety and open things up for another younger guy at the linebacker spot.
I'm with you 100%. I've never liked Chaz at linebacker. I just he was a four-star guy out of high school because he was a great safety.
Yeah.
And I know that the linebacker position has been trending lighter in terms of weight over time just to be able to cover sideline to sideline, but his skill set, I think, is at safety. And I love how you bring up the depth, because I think BYU is deep. One guy you didn't even mention yet, where's Drew Jensen?
Yeah.
I'd like to see more Drew Jensen, who I think has earned the field. We're just not seeing enough of it. And even if you don't, so you lose Keenan Pille, huge loss. We've already talked about that. And much bigger loss than we ever realized, just because of his ability to get the defense in the right play and then to make the tackles. Because you heard Kalani, we're not tackling well enough. And that guy tackled. He was a great tackler. But you still have Wilgar, who we all love. He's fantastic. You got Max Tooley, great. Been battling some injuries, but he's awesome. Ben Bywater's been, I don't know, maybe the MVP of the D. I mean, he's leading the team in tackles. He's been great. There's not a need. Because then you go to Drew and you go to Josh Wilson. And if you want to change anybody, look, we're not coaches. We're not there. So, you know, maybe we're overshooting our welcome here. But Pepe Tonavasa, maybe that's a guy who could help out. There's a lot of options. And I want Chaz back at safety. That's where I think he belongs. And he can still help out in the run game. Just bring him on down. So Ammon Hanneman's been playing a lot, and he's going to be good. I just don't think he's as good as Chaz right now.
I agree. And then you think about the value Ammon brings if he's a second unit guy, where Malik Moore, Chaz Ayu starting safeties, Ammon Hanneman,
Hayden Livingston,
Jacob Boren's got a little bit of run. So that's a nice group of four or five guys at safety if you switch Chaz back to that safety spot. I also think, too, the physicality up front with the defensive line, they got to step up. And I think, too, someone has got to emerge as a leader of this defense. You and I know, growing up, following BYU football, I think you probably agree with me. When you think of one of the best teams in BYU history when it comes to leadership, I think of 2006. Cameron Jensen,
the
heart of the defense, great leadership on that team. I'm asking myself right now on this team, and this could also apply to the offensive side, who's the leader and who's the vocal leader? I think Jaren Hall is a leader by example. I don't think he's vocal enough, and that's something maybe he's still growing into. Tyler Allgeier, I think he's kind of
he's a get the job done.
Yeah.
Quietly gets the job done.
Who are those vocal guys? I think that's also missing right now on this defense. Maybe it's Tyler Batty, who was brought up earlier this week, and he's kind of a big personality. Really like Tyler. I thought he had early on a nice game against Baylor. But someone's got to step up as the leader now that Keegan Peely's out.
It's got to be a linebacker. I'll tell you who I'd like it to be is Peyton Wilgar. I think that guy can do it, but a lot of these guys are talking about, and this is not a knock on them at all, so don't take it the wrong way. They're not boisterous guys. Like, there's just not that guy. Like, another great defense I think about is that 2012 unit. You had a lot of boisterous guys. You know, Brandon Ogletree was loud. Juana Kavanga was that way. Kyle Van Noy, Preston Hadley, you know, a coach who was on that. Like, that group had some guys. So, yeah, they need a leader. I think the other thing they need, too, is they just need to throw the kitchen sink at Washington State. Yeah, anything and everything. Rush eight at times, like stack the box, make them. I just never felt like in the Baylor game, Mitch, there was a moment where they said, okay, you think you're going to run on us? We're going to throw eight guys in here, and your guy needs to make plays. Gary Bohannon. Because he threw an interception early. Peyton Wilgar snatched that thing, and they never just said, hey, we're selling out to stop this, so now you've got to adjust. And I would like to see that in this game, where they just say, we're going to blitz, we're going to stack the box, we're going to do some crazy stuff, because I think that's what you have to do when you're down Lorenzo Faletea, when you're down Keenan Ellis. You know, it's like, yes, you don't want to have to resort to those things, but sometimes you have to, and I think today's game is a situation where Elisa Tuiaki and this defense, they've got to throw it all at Washington State.
And I think also, too, that what do you have to lose? You know, BYU's going to the Independence Bowl no matter what, probably.
Right.
I get it. You probably want the 10-win season, and I think that is a great goal to have, because if you can go back-to-back regular season with 10 wins, then you're positioning yourself in 2022 to maybe be a preseason top 25 team with a returning quarterback. That's how this thing works in college football. But honestly, if you lose this game, I mean, this is basically a toss-up game. What? Change it up. Catch Washington State off guard, who's already understaffed. They don't have the resources, the manpower to, be completely dialed into the level that they're used to. I worry about this game, Matt, being like 2015 Missouri, where Missouri had only 2 days of practice. They were going to protest the game and not play. They were, because all the racial injustices on campus in Columbia. There was thought that they wasn't even going to be played, and then they come out with the worst offense in college football, and they put up 20 points and win the game. You're thinking, how did BYU lose this game? They're the favorite. So you got to avoid that in this one, and I think stuff like that where you're throwing the sink, if you will, you know, putting out some looks that you have not shown in recent weeks, that's got to happen this week against Wazoo.
Absolutely. We'll take another break here on extended pregame coverage. ABC News coming at the top of the hour, and then more pregame right here on the legacy home of the BYU Cougars, KSL News Radio.
Two friends taking pictures of the rising full moon on a summer night.
Two teenage kids doing what teenage kids do.
When a stranger with a gun and a death wish changed everything.
It was violent, it was senseless, and I will never understand it. I will never accept it.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and unfortunately, we're all too familiar with stories about how violence shatters lives. But what we rarely see is how they are rebuilt. In a new podcast, The Letter, we relive tragedy, but only so we can hear the rest of the story. The struggle to reclaim lives, the realities of grief, and the possibilities of forgiveness.
I believe in miracles. Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.